Boom. We did it. Here we are. At the motherfucking airport.
That was the highlight of my month.
That's like another recording. So you just start off another, is it another episode?
Yeah,
so you got talking in it.
Should I stop now?
Yeah, you can stop.
Just 35-second clip.
People hear Brian there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So Ari and I are in Anchorage. We're at the airport.
Dude, this is one of the most funnest trips I've had in a while.
It was badass.
Most funnest.
Yeah. Most funnest. Yeah, it was badass. We had a good fucking time.
We went fishing 2 straight days.
Yeah.
First of all, eagles. Yeah.
Yeah.
The solstice was like a few days ago. So it's pretty much the longest day of the year, within 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was pretty weird. Coming out of the club last night, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was... You know, I mean, it wasn't crystal clear. It wasn't like noon.
It was cloudy.
But it was, you could see everything.
You could see.
It was not dark out.
If you didn't have your lights on, a cop would probably let you go on it.
Yeah, you could have no lights out here in July and probably get by.
Yeah, we couldn't tell the difference of turning them on and off. We're like, I can't see.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you get in a little bit, it's just a little bit of darkness, like dusky, but it never gets fully dark. And then, whoop, sun comes right back up again. Yeah. How badass are the people out here?
Yeah, man.
This is an amazing town. It's really unusual. If you've never been to Alaska, you owe it to yourself just to try to experience it up here.
Summertime. We were just saying last night we want to do this once a year.
Yeah.
At some point in the summer when it's so fucking green and beautiful.
Yeah. This is going to have to be our yearly trip.
You see that? The New Yorker
what's going on?
Cover? It's Ernie and Bert. One of them resting their head on the other one's shoulders, and they're going to get married.
What?
Ernie and Bert. Remember Ernie and Bert?
They're going to get married on Sesame Street?
That's what they're talking about.
So they're admitting that they're gay.
That's what they're talking about.
See, I don't know if that's healthy. Why should you have any sex at all involved with Muppets?
Oh, right. I wonder do they have other people that are married on that show?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What's that called when you take an animal and make it a human? Anthropomorphizing?
Maybe. That's like an English term I should know. It's like they do that in fables and stuff. The snake, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wolf, Little Red Riding Hood. The better to see you with, my dear.
Yeah.
But big eyes you have.
Give them human traits.
I think that's stupid.
It's off now.
Why should they
marry? They're saying. I like the idea. If a lot of them are married, then it's like, yeah, have one gay couple too.
Yeah.
1 out of 10. Sure.
But just to have Ernie and Bert marrying, just to ease your concerns.
They're roommates for a long time. You ever hear people that are like, no, it's my roommate Todd. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
We do everything together. We're just such friends. And you want to be like, just tell your mom.
And they sound gay.
Yeah, just tell your mom. My friend's brother is one of those. He shows up with the same guy every family function. Just friends. Nah, just friends. And they all sort of know, but no one wants to say anything.
Yeah, being in the closet has got to suck hard.
It's got to suck.
Yeah. I try to be as... like openly accepting of gay people as possible.
I think I'd be openly heterosexual.
Yeah, I try to be that too. I try to be as openly heterosexual. I went out of my way to have kids just so I proved everybody I'm not gay.
I'm proud.
I like pussy. See, I made them traditional way.
Traditional. It's not natural.
It's a weird aberration in human genetics and animal genetics too. That like
are there gays in the animal world?
Yeah, definitely.
So at that point, you have to be like, well, it is natural. It's just not the most common.
Yeah, like I was reading a story recently. I think it was flamingos. There was two gay large birds. I think it was flamingos. And it was at a zoo, and they were having a real problem with these gay birds had sort of paired up.
What were they doing, flaunting around?
They were jacking everybody's food and pushing everybody away.
Really?
They decided to set it up so that these gay birds were in the general population, and the gay birds were sort of running shit.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Forcing the breeding birds away from them. And
wow. They jacked it. Bobby Kelly told me outside the cellar. There was these, like, you know, the super gays walk with, like, a strut. And
men?
Like, yeah, men.
Okay, humans.
And you can tell, yeah.
Yes, some people you can tell.
It's just like, it's more than obvious. It's like, wow. And I, like, looked, because they catch my eye, because it's not the normal way I see people. And Bobby's like, don't look, those are the gangs here. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, they'll fuck you up. If you want to say something anti-gay, they will fuck you up.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to worry about that?
Well, just don't be homophobic, I guess, publicly, and you're okay.
Right, don't mock them.
Yeah. Because I guess the black or supersedes the gay.
Hmm. Oh, so they're gangster gay?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who is that guy?
Gangsta Fag. The rapper?
Yeah.
Turned out he says he wasn't really gay.
He probably just caught Jesus and makes you lie about it later.
could be. It or could also be. He could have. It could have been a gimmick. I mean, he says it was all a gimmick, and that he came out with the gangsta fag character to just to get controversy.
Just to get cock. I mean, controversy.
But it was so detailed and specific. I mean, I don't know.
Either he's an amazing artist or he got to the first three levels just by proxy.
It was real weird because when he contacted me, then like one of his former business manager or partner contacted me and, you know, was saying that it was a lot of weirdness to like oh, the guy's a bullshit artist and he's trying to scam money. And
he never tried to get money out of you, though, did he?
Well, what's he going to do?
Give me money.
I don't know how he's going to get money.
I'm a rapper. Give me money.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. There's a lot of lesbos in Alaska.
Are there really?
Based on my old watchings of Northern Exposure when I was 16.
Well, that's a thorough and detailed analysis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say 100% fact then.
It was interesting how we were talking to Dan Ranella, Steve Ranella's brother, who went fishing with us. And he was telling us that there's a lot more women up here than people think. Like, it's actually more women in Anchorage than there are men.
Yeah, I get troubled to believe that because it was so ingrained into me that it was like 3-1 men.
I always heard it was 10.
10-1?
I always heard it was 10 men and one woman just getting trains run on her.
all the time.
Could just call up any dude and they all just accept that she fucks other guys because there's no guys up here, there's no girls up here. But apparently it's not like that anymore, especially Anchorage, which is basically a college town. It was really progressive. We saw a lot of people. We saw those people that were Christians for equality, gay equality.
Yeah. I mean, they're like boycotting.
Yeah.
It's weird. You never see that.
I don't know what that was all about because we're too lazy to stop our car. And
but we did look as we didn't slow down and made the turn.
We thought about honking in solidarity, but we're like, nobody likes to hear horns. You just wave. If you see me, I'll wave.
When did that become a thing? Like, honk if you support this. Like, that's the move. That's the big, I'm going to take a stand here.
During the first couple of years of the war, before everybody realized it was utter horseshit, the corner near the mall near my house, there's a corner where these knuckleheads gathered and they had American flags and support our troop signs and they wanted everybody to honk if you support the troops. And so like everybody's just honk, 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 honk. Uh-huh. It was so annoying. Every time you got anywhere near that place, you'd hear horns. So there was a restaurant that was right across the street from that place. It was like, what the fuck? Like, you assholes.
So annoying.
Just horns all day.
Weren't we somewhere where they were at the bottom? It was like Monsanto building, but it was some like corporation building. And they were boycotting it at the bottom. But we're like, there's also a hotel here, and we'd like to sleep till noon. We're not the problem.
Where was that?
It was somewhere, right? Like Portland or something? Seattle?
They were boycotting. I think it was like a hotel workers union. One of those. I don't remember what it was.
Where was that?
I don't remember. But yeah, that was annoying. Protests are annoying.
They're annoying if you're not
involved. But you know, I guess they need something done, and there's no other way to do it but make a big stink. It's the best way to do it nonviolently.
Yeah, my favorite joke that my friend Pete Carbone is out of comedy now. That. My favorite joke about protests. It goes, Do you think George Bush cares about people protesting the war? I think he views those protests the way we view the WNBA. Like, sure, it's annoying, but let them feel like they're making a difference.
Is the WNBA still around?
Still around. No one cares. They've been shoving it down our throats for 20 years. No one gives a fuck. One girl dunked recently.
Did she?
They're
really
full of 300 lesbians and beaten down men that have to do shit with their wives. Free ticket holders that are on drugs.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just a failure model.
How do they actually
merch?
Merch.
That's how they turn a profit. Merch.
But like when you go to an arena, I'm like, how can you get 300 people in an arena?
I don't know. It's like people are into a lot of Brittany Griner. The dunks they have are the ridiculously lame dunks. They're like, it's a dunk. It's you barely got your hand above there. They do the old James Worthy Statue of Liberty. They had to name it something because it was so boring. It means you just go straight up and dunk it.
And so they're like really tall women.
Yeah, can do it only on a breakaway when no one else is there. And whoever the point guard is that feeds them the ball goes, you're all alone. You're all alone. So they can take like the four steps. They look the other way. It's so stupid. And they're like, see nothing.
It's a big highlight when they do it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's funny how that never took off.
Mm-mm.
Is that what it is? It's just people don't like watching women do athletics?
They always sell it on, like, it's fundamentally good. No, they like tennis.
Tennis,
top level.
That's the only one.
But basketball is so clearly the exact same sport, although tennis is too.
Do you remember when Rene Richards? I don't know.
I don't remember either.
But the story is fascinating. Rene Richards, who was never a successful male tennis player, got a sex change and started whooping up on women.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Playing against women, he was kicking ass.
Wow.
Whereas playing against men, he was getting his ass kicked.
Did they let him keep playing, or what was the story?
I don't know how it ended, but I know he did for quite a while. It was like it was a big point of controversy. You know, one of the things about transgenders that I found pretty interesting is there's a whole group of hardcore feminists that do not like transgenders at all.
Really?
And think that it's just more male suppression because this is not a man, or this is not a woman, rather. This is a man who went through an operation and now is deciding to be a woman, and fuck you, you can't be a woman.
Oh, fuck
and
them. They
won't
accepting.
Let him in. I would say so, except in athletics.
Yeah,
I really think
I get it because it's bone structure. But my boss in my summer job in college, Sky Rowe, this transgendered black guy from England, and that was you look at him and you're like, oh, that's a woman. I get
right.
it. You're a woman.
Yeah.
You know who
some of them
fuck?
Totally. Yeah.
You know who liked to fuck?
He liked to fuck somebody.
Do you know who he liked to fuck?
Who?
Straight men.
Did he fuck them or they fuck him?
They fucked him, but he would do. I was like, but wait, how are they? He goes, because they can tell I'm a woman. And they want to fuck a woman the same way I want to fuck a man.
Wow.
I was like, well, how do you do it? This is what he said. Get legs over the guy, facing him, butt sunk down onto the cock.
Oh, Jesus.
So that way you can be face to face, you know?
Whoa, I just got grossed out.
You really imagined it, didn't you?
Yeah. I just imagine pre-op is dick and balls are floppy all over the place.
Uh-huh. They rest on your belly button.
The thing about transgenders with athletics, it's not just bone structure. It's also reaction time. Men have, across the board, 10% faster reaction time than females do.
You caught a lot of heat for this, huh?
A little bit, but not with anybody rational, so it was okay.
Right.
But it was just about fighting. I would have never even brought it up. It was about any other athletic pursuit.
Do you think if they have a transgendered weight class, that would be okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what they should do is have
transies fighting against other transies.
That's men to women transies. Fight women to men. You can't say tranny because
say
it's
tranny.
Man.
Yeah,
but transies.
Transies is okay.
Is like halvesies.
Yeah.
Let's go halvesies.
Yeah, then it's okay.
It's not offensive.
We should call them halvesies.
Oh, how rude.
That's
just rude. I don't support our Shafir statements.
I'm a fan of lesbians, gay, bisexual, and halvesies.
Yeah. Everybody's. The guy who I was upset about didn't disclose it.
Oh,
he just decided he was a woman now after 30-plus years of living as a man and, you know, having male testosterone and male hormones and male training.
When they don't disclose it, that's like the people on testosterone
and
steroids, and they don't disclose it. I'm like, you can say my doctor prescribed it. Then tell everybody ahead of time.
Exactly.
And
it's a similar argument, honestly, because the idea that testosterone doesn't give you a massive advantage. Like, some people are being humble, like Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold was the Strikeforce champion. He fought Vitor Belfort, and Vitor is on testosterone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vitor wheel kicked him in the head, and he was like, it wasn't testosterone replacement that landed that kick. He was being humble about losing,
right?
Which is kind of admirable.
It's honorable.
But the reality is, it does help you train.
Look at Alistair. Look at all the guys that came back in every sport, baseball too.
Mm-hmm.
When they come back, it's not just a half step they're off. People are like, oh, okay, it's a slight advantage. It's the world of difference.
Yeah.
That 5% at the top level of athletics is all the difference in the difference between getting beat up consistently and beating people up consistently.
It really is. It's interesting how that can even be argued.
Yeah.
You'll win
a bar fight either way.
Yeah.
But in top level, you know, performance, that's a major difference. It's the difference between 40 home runs and 19.
Yeah. And that's, you know, people say, well, how does it translate to skill?
What's happening, man? When's it going to air? Probably in a couple days.
A couple days. Yeah.
You want to say hi? You want to say hi?
This is some dude is at the airport.
I didn't realize who he was. I was listening to your conversation.
Did you go fishing? Head not to the lodge. Nice.
All right, man. We'd love to talk to you, but we're in the middle of doing this. I don't want to interrupt it. Take it easy, bud.
I love On Location Podcast.
Podcast fan
at the
airport.
People.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is really at the airport, folks. We didn't fake this shit.
That'd be great.
We're not like that.
If we fake the location.
So, like, the idea that you take testosterone and it doesn't have a massive positive effect on your training, your ability to recover. Of course you do. And even if you take, the problem is, like, people say, oh, well, he, you test him once a week, and that way you find out what he's taking. But that's not true either, because if you know that you're going to get tested on Friday, you could be juiced to the gills Monday through Wednesday, and then taper off on Thursday, and then Friday you're back on.
That quickly?
Yes.
That quickly?
Yes.
All?
Especially if you're doing with skin, you're rubbing it on your skin. That's the easiest. That stuff
the
dissipates.
Cream. The cream
yeah.
clear.
Or if you're taking oral. Oral testosterone is also very quickly, it passes through the body within 24
nice.
Hours. So
weed is 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, weed is fat soluble.
Oh, right.
You can tell if someone had artificial testosterone in them. There's traces of it. But the levels of testosterone in your system, if you're taking something like the cream or oral, they dissipate really quickly. So there's a lot of ways to cheat. And anybody who says that that doesn't give you a massive advantage is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They just banned it in California.
What?
Testosterone replacement therapy for new UFC fighters.
Oh, wow.
Mixed martial arts is going through a serious overhaul of their rules when it comes to that, because they're trying to figure out what's fair and what's not fair, and why so many under 30-year-old guys and 30-year-old guys are needing testosterone. You know, it's thing if you're 50.
Because at first, I'm sure a couple, like one or two doctors did it. Like, okay, I guess he needs it. But now when suddenly all of them get it, then it's like, wait.
Yeah.
Let's think about this.
And the thing about it is that Nevada has a smart policy. And that policy is they don't allow anybody to use testosterone if they've tested positive for steroids before. Because if you test positive for steroids, that means you're taking endogenous hormones. And when you take them, the artificial hormones force your body to shut down its natural production of hormones.
Oh,
so if you have low testosterone because you took testosterone,
oh, then you do it to yourself.
Exactly, so like you did it to yourself. So we're not going to help.
Does it ever
you.
Come back? Your body eventually is like, oh, now
yes,
we need it, and it'll come
yes,
back.
Yes, it'll come back.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
It takes time. It takes quite a bit of time. Especially,
oh, what are you talking
about? There's drugs that you can take, like it's called Clomid, and there's some other ones that are
kickstart
it. Yeah, they're estrogen inhibitors, and those estrogen inhibitors, they change the level of testosterone to estrogen in your system, and it boosts your testosterone production. But those are illegal. You can't take those in the UFC. So, like, say if a guy took steroids, his balls crashed, and then he wants to get his testosterone back up, you're not even allowed to take stuff like Clomid or all these other different things. They're illegal.
Yeah, overhaul is always a good idea.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. We need for Constitution.
Yes.
Just like, let's redo it a little bit.
Yeah, but the problem is,
try to make it
the
fit.
People that would redo the Constitution are the same corrupt cunts that are in charge in the first place today. You know, the same people that are passing all these fucking crazy laws and allowing the NSA and the CIA to spy on people. Like, they're going to be the ones that revamp the Constitution.
Right, they would draft the Constitution.
Of course. It wouldn't be us.
Damn.
I think what we need is the fucking internet to run things.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy to people, but...
But look how Yelp works. It's a community-run situation so that we all... I mean, you definitely need people in charge of running the site and stuff, but it's something along those lines. Like, look, if we all want something, or if most of us want something, that's why the parliament system works better to me.
I got a joke I'm working on about how people should have Yelp scores. Like, you know, like you meet someone, they have a certain amount of stars floating over their head based on user interaction.
Other people deciding on them?
Yeah, like, you know, with Google Glasses, that would be a cool thing to use it for.
Oh, yeah.
You look at someone and you see they have 5 stars. Like, oh, you must be a sweet guy.
They were trying to do that for a while for dating sites where you could look up a guy to see if he was an asshole and stuff. But the problem is only bitter women were writing on the website. So everybody got zeros.
Well, it's like... We were looking at Yelp last night for a good place to eat, and we found these steakhouses, and one of them had everything excellent, 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 except one review, and this review was just really douchey,
so comfy.
Poor, you know, everything was, and they never, it turned
nothing
out they never
the
went to the restaurant.
Yeah, it was just like, we didn't have reservations.
They were busy.
So they couldn't take us, which is bullshit, because it was our anniversary, so we went next door.
Yeah, it was some really detailed, needy explanation for why there were a few people ahead of her, and she didn't want to wait 15 minutes, because it was our big wedding anniversary.
This is why when you're average stuff, you're supposed to take out the top and the bottom few percent, because they're like outliers that messed up the curve.
And all... Really, basically, every fucking survey. Who the hell is answering surveys?
Right. That's a good point.
Have you ever answered one?
No, when I got free T-shirts in college, I would answer service.
What kind of T-shirts did you get for free in college?
You know, like the college one with what's his name that died?
Oh, Belushi.
Belushi.
College.
That was a cool T-shirt.
Yeah, that was a good T-shirt.
It says college on.
I have one of those somewhere.
Yeah, a lot of people do. They're pretty cool shirts.
I actually wore that T-shirt during the Mencia video.
Really?
That's what I was wearing.
That's a good slacker shirt
to wear
for that.
That was going on. Yeah.
Let's talk a little about this fishing trip because it was so fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, first of all, where did we go? Do you remember?
Yeah, we went to the Lazy Sioux. That's the name of the river. And our friend Matt Peterson from Valley River Charters took us out all week. And we had a great fucking time.
Yeah, it was catch and release, so we had to decide where to go. But he goes, dude, no one's going to be at the Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
So it'll be mobbed the other place. Let's just catch and release them. We'll have a great time. And it was, man. We saw one person the first day and nobody the second day.
Yeah.
To the other fishermen.
Everybody else wanted to catch fish and keep them.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, if it's like easier to just catch a bunch of fish and release them, you know, which you kind of fucked up. You're putting a hook in a fish's mouth and then sending him on his way. But,
yeah.
But
you're
You're not. We had a good time. And so, sorry, fish.
What if child molesters had a rape and release?
Oh, that's rude.
It's rude.
Better than you. Louis C.K. had a bit about
that. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Just tell them we're not going to execute them. Yeah. They'll be more likely to give them back.
Yeah, they don't. They just feel, I think a lot of those child molesters are so horrified by it themselves.
What they've done.
Yeah.
They have to kill the evidence.
They just fucking don't want anybody to know. It's so sick. The other thing we were talking about yesterday was how many people were molesting people, like in the Roman days.
Yeah.
The early days of civilization, that like it was probably super common.
Yeah, I wonder if it was. It must have been.
Must have been.
Because like it became a normal thing. If society tells you that it's not a problem, then how many people would do it?
Yeah. A lot more, I'm sure.
This is what we talked about in terms of like what society tells what's negative about homosexuality, but boys and girls.
Yeah.
And they look down on boys in America, way more homosexual boys, way more than homosexual girls. So, in college, way more girls experiment and fuck around than guys do.
There's an interesting statutory rape case going on right now between girls. It was
really?
Two girls that are girlfriends, and one girl is 18, and the other girl is 15. And the girl who's 18, just 100 days ago, was actually 17. So, then it became an issue. Once she turned 18, then their relationship became illegal. And it's really kind of crazy, because if it was the other way around, it was a boy and a girl, I don't really think very many people would have a problem with it. It was a concern when I was 18.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend who was, I think she was 12. A year and a half younger than me. And so when I was 18, she was 16 and a half, almost 17.
Yeah.
And so when I turned 18, it was like, can we still fuck?
yeah.
It was like a real worry.
Yeah.
Because we had been, you know, we had been banging for over a year. So it was like all of a sudden we couldn't bang anymore. I was like, are we illegal? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I was really worried about going to jail. I was like, how is that possible that my girlfriend is now illegal?
And you were just legal.
Yep, just legal.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we were, it's hard for me to remember if we were separated by one or two grades. I think it was only one grade.
Oh, wow.
And
I think that's a grade lower. That's allowed.
Yeah. Well, it should be. But once you turn 18,
it's a problem.
That's why.
And it's not right before. What if someone's 17, the other person's 10? That should be a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's illegal.
Well, what is there like certain like age limits? Does it go down and down? If you're three,
sure.
If you're a 4 year old only?
Yeah, it should be like a separation of X amount of years.
Yeah,
but,
percentage based.
Yeah, I don't think you can have a 10 year old girlfriend if you're 15 or 16.
But at 11, you can.
Yeah, if you're
at 11, you can.
But, I mean, are you allowed to even... Is anyone allowed to fuck at 11?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But, I mean, how are they going to stop you if you're alone?
Yeah. Anyway, back to the fish, though.
Yeah. We got deviated.
Yeah. It was so much fun. How much did you catch the first day?
I think the first day I caught 7.
7. Dan caught 6. I caught 3.
4.
4, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got one at the end with the fly fish.
And they were fucking monsters, too. We caught some big-ass fish.
Day 2, we got a lot. We got the big ones.
Yeah.
And they came.
Yeah, you got the biggest one of your trip, and me, I got the biggest one of mine as well.
The whole trip. Describe the feeling you get when you feel that bite.
They're so fucking strong, and they're all angry. They're pissed off.
Immediately.
That's sort of what they bite for. They bite because they're mad at you.
Yeah.
They're not even like, feeding.
Oh, right. They're just out of aggression. They said, get out of here.
Yeah.
That's why they feed.
Yeah, I got one fish that was biting to eat, and that was a salmon, trout.
Oh, yeah.
I caught one rainbow trout.
You knew right away. Like, this ain't a salmon, man.
But it was only 14 inches long, as opposed to the other ones that we were catching were giant. Like, the biggest one we caught, your biggest one was probably around 40 pounds, and mine was probably even a little bigger than
that. I think mine was like 35, and yours was like 40.
It seemed like it was more than 35 pounds, man. I don't know.
Dead weight. It's this weird weight where they're struggling. It's so heavy. Just even getting it in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whatever they were big. A big-ass fat fish. Go to Instagram, and you can see Ari and my pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a good time, man. It was a good time. And it was almost just as cool just being on the river and seeing the eagles and the wildlife, the moose. We saw moose on two separate occasions. We saw three.
Mom and a calf.
We saw one driving, and then we saw a mom and a calf, and then we saw another mom on that island.
I'm sure people from Alaska are used to it, but man, it's cool seeing that shit. Seeing the eagle, the one that looks like a stamp.
Yeah.
Looks like the post office logo. I'm like, that's wow, the white head.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they're talking about like some places where there's like a ridiculous amount of eagles, like super, super plentiful. Did you talk to those guys last night that were talking about the ravens up here?
Oh, yeah.
Huge
How
ravens.
Big they get?
Yeah.
Size of a dumpster.
Yeah. They said they were like eagle-sized ravens. They're enormous.
Wow.
And they're smart. And they're evil. And they punch
evil.
They punch holes through tin cans. They can peck a hole through a can of soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Their beaks are so hard.
Yeah. Their beaks are so hard they can open a soup can with their beaks.
Man.
They're big-ass birds.
Dude, it was cool being on the river. Once the sun came out, too.
Yeah.
It was just so nice. After we sat there and smoked and drank a little bit.
Remember the immature eagle, too? That was another thing that Dan told us that was fascinating. That an immature eagle is actually larger than a mature eagle.
Really?
When they're younger, they're actually larger.
They calm down when they get bigger?
I don't know. Something happens when they go through the stage. Is it molting with birds? Is that what it is?
Molting.
Where they go from being a baby bird to being a full-grown bird. Where they change color, and then they actually become smaller. But they were beautiful.
Wow.
Amazing-looking birds, just watching them fly and knowing that they're just looking to snatch a salmon and yank it out of the water.
That's all they want, is looking down.
Wish we saw that.
Yeah. I saw them like go, and I was like, dive, dive. But they won't do it.
Well, we got there after the water was like a little flooded. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, just like there's dirt in the water. It's hard to see. And then after a while, that dirt will settle, and then it'll be clear. Our guide was telling us about going there later in the year, where you could see every fish in the water.
You see
where they are.
And just throw your line right at them.
Yeah, and just scoot it in front of them, and then they crush it.
It's so great. It's such a great feeling when one bites. Because for a while, it tugs on a rock. And you're like, oh, I think.
Yeah.
No. But then when you do get one.
Yeah, and you see them flopping in the water. You feel the drag pulling.
Go back and forth.
And that one other thing was really cool when we switched to light tackle. Like little tiny rods
instead of
throwing spinners.
Uh-huh.
And then you catch a fish on that, and then it's a super battle.
It's really wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like catching a fly ball barehanded.
Yeah, it's just so cool to be tapping into those wild things, too. These are wild fish. And the idea that they regulate them, they know when they're running and when. Like, when we first scheduled this trip, we were going to be able to catch the fish and keep them.
Yeah.
But then along the way, they switched it to catch and release because the populations were down. But then the day before we went, a weir is like a dam that they open up. Like, the fish go through a portal,
it's
and they count the fish.
Fishes.
Yeah. They count how many fish go upstream to mate. And there was 352 made it the day before us. So we just hit a perfect run.
Yeah.
It was like the best time of the year for fishing.
God, they get big and pink and mean. They've already fucked.
Mean cunts.
Yeah.
Have they already fucked? I think they're going up to fuck.
They're still going.
Yeah, they're on their way.
Oh, and where do they fuck? In a lake?
They don't really fuck. They just jizz on eggs. That's how they do it. The girl legs the eggs in the dirt, and the male comes along and shoots loads all over them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how they... Oh, man.
Yeah, when I was living in Boston, we used to go to this place called Jamaica Pond and catch rainbow trout. And when you catch them sometimes, you'd pick the males up, and they would spooge all over you. Because they were
about
trying
to come.
Yeah, they were trying to come on these eggs. Instead, they just come all over you. Like,
that's like in Single White Female. Remember Single White Female?
Yeah.
And then so then the girl was blow the evil girl was blowing the boyfriend. She just showed up one day and she cut her hair like the girlfriend.
Oh right.
And then he was looking down getting a blowjob because she just showed up in his apartment. Right. And they looked down. And he's like, Margaret, like it was, but he couldn't stop. He's like, and he just right. he couldn't stop. And then she got cum in her mouth.
What a dirty bitch.
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, the cum fortified her. Made her stronger. She became super evil after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the movie that like just sort of like freak people out about potential crazy roommates.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like Fatal Attraction freak people out about
her girlfriends.
Potential, you know, married guys having affairs with crazy
careful.
Bitches.
Rabbit, boiling rabbit. Oh, she boiled his pet rabbit.
Yeah, the girl's his kid's pet rabbit. Yeah, that is that's like the thing that guys think about. Like oh, she's going to be a rabbit boiler. You know, like people will say shit like that.
Rabbit
it became
boiler.
A part of the culture.
Isn't it fun how certain movies just stick as a reference for a long time?
Yeah.
That's why, you know how powerful that guy Corky was?
From Life Goes On.
Yeah, that's 25 years old or more, and people still, that's the reference for a retarded person.
You're right. Yeah. You're not supposed to say retarded. It's supposed to be Down syndrome, Ari.
Down
Get
syndrome?
Get it together.
Oh.
It's like you're not supposed to say tranny.
Yeah. I only say retarded if I'm referencing a retarded person, a Down syndrome
well, that's
person.
Sweet. That's sweet of you.
Yeah. I just won't call others that.
I don't think it's even then, I don't think you're ever supposed to say a person's retarded.
Mentally
now.
Retarded? Really?
Yeah. Well, it's like, what does that mean?
Mentally
supposed to? When are you supposed to do this? When are you supposed to do that? But it's not acceptable amongst progressives. We can say that.
Progressive retards. I think that we're in new day.
I can't believe you're doing the retard sound.
I don't know how else
that
to do it.
That is just
retard.
Rude.
I cannot believe that we're in a new day and age.
Yeah.
Fellow Down syndromes like myself.
Imagine if it was a disease that made you talk like an English person.
Oh, yeah.
You knew someone was fucked up because they started talking English.
That'd be a pretty cool disease to get.
Fake proper. Hello, how are you? And you're like, oh, he's crazy. Look at him. He's over there talking like an English person.
No, I just caught English.
Yeah, what are good examples of movies that just like completely changed or became the reference?
The reference, yeah.
Like Gordon Gekko. From Wall Street.
Always
from
Be Closing. Everybody talks about that.
And just Greed is Good.
Oh, yeah. That's Wall Street, right?
That was the guy. When you think about a greedy cocksucker, mm-hmm. Bernie Madoff type dude.
Just gets it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what else was like that. They have certain things. Every time somebody gets in front of a boat, people go like, I can't. I'm flying or whatever.
Oh, the front like of the boat, Titanic. Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And then we're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah. That's the other thing. If there's a shark.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah. There's a million of those.
They stick forever. Way past how good they are.
Well, that's the problem with people is like how easy it is to get us to think that like the like movies and the way we see people behave and act is real life. And that's how people are in real life. So we sort of use those terms and those iconic characters and insert them into real life. You know, and sometimes has no bearing on real life at all. Karate Kid.
Yeah, the Karate Kid. That's right. Did you do the wheel kick when you were little? Did you act it out?
Well, it's a crane.
Crane kicks.
That's the crane.
Excuse me, Karate Kid fan number one.
A wheel kick is a real technique. Well, the crane kick works too. I mean, that's what Lyoto Machida knocked Randy Couture out with.
With a crane kick?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that.
He didn't spread his arms wide. But he did do a jumping front kick and hit him in the face.
I love that in karate. He pulled it out, and his opponent was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come in for the kill here, but you're freaking me out a little bit with the hands out.
The Lyoto Machida one was magnificent. And the best part about it was that Steven Seagal took credit for telling Lyoto to execute that technique. So funny.
My favorite non-traditional technique was Alan Belcher once had a guy. He was trying to take him down, but you know how you go like hands around a guy for a double leg and you'll go put your head at one side or the other and try to be clear of a guillotine. This guy had it straight in. So once the guy had it his head between Belcher's legs and the whole crowd started screaming for the DDT.
Oh, so the DDT is like a wrestling move, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's not DDT. It might be pile driver, but it's you have your head here
driver.
And just pick your waist up and then just sit down on your head.
Yeah, that's actually illegal.
Yeah.
It's called spiking someone on their head. Like, it happens accidentally sometimes when people are trying to attempt takedowns, but You're not supposed to purposely spike someone on their head.
On the head. But he did a version of it. He heard, I think as he let go, he heard the cheers.
Right.
And then he got it again, like 20 seconds later. He's like, oh, yeah. And he just slammed him straight down, like face first.
Instead oh, yeah. Of you can do
first.
It face first.
It was so great.
It's like, super dangerous for the guy getting slammed.
Oh, yeah. So is fighting.
Yes.
So yeah. Is walking in.
But there's been a couple paralyses that have resulted from guys going for guillotines. Getting caught in a guillotine and someone falls back and they land on their head.
Oh.
Like a guy, like say you're shooting in on a guy grabs a guillotine and falls back.
Yeah.
And then your head lands first with all his weight and your weight and the neck just snaps. It's happened a couple times now.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple like big name camps have had guys. It's more than one occurrence. And guys have become paralyzed.
That's not good.
Yeah, yeah. Anything neck is scary as shit, man. And you know, your neck is pretty fucking vulnerable. If somebody, picks you up and your weight and his weight all slam down on your neck, there's not really much give there. It's gonna go.
It's just gonna go.
It's gonna snap.
Fuck! I used to worry when I started jiu-jitsu. Every time somebody got a hold of my neck, I would start whiting out.
It's scary. It's scary for people.
Yeah.
Seattle and San Francisco. You're not going there, are you?
You got like 5 more minutes.
Where's your flight?
Right there.
Is that it? Yeah. Seattle and San Francisco?
Yeah, it's
this is what's called an abbreviated podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's only like 40 minutes.
But it was this or nothing.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's give the people something.
Yeah, we need to give the people. The people.
The
like,
people.
Well, thanks, fuckheads. Thanks for giving us something.
Just addicted me, and now I got nothing.
Have you ever thought about doing one of those Bill Burr type podcasts where you only talk
myself?
Yourself about stuff?
I mean, I look at him as like an example, you know, of what's possible and what you can do. And I started doing like more like rants on my introductions. I'll like let myself go off a little bit on that.
Yeah.
But I have a limit to myself where it's like I have this interview coming.
My podcast,
Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank.
Skeptic Tank, available on iTunes.
Please subscribe.
Do you have SkepticTank.com or is it Ari Shaffir?
AriShaffir.com.
AriTheGreat.com.
Both of them. Yeah, and they just point and they show the whatever.
I did a few of them in the beginning. I did a few complete solo ones.
Really?
Yeah, I would look at like Twitter, and I was on Ustream too.
It's
and
the fear is you have nothing to bounce yourself off.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you get some Ustream questions, they did that FormSpring. I was thinking of doing that like a mailbag episode.
Bill Simmons
does this in his column.
Yeah.
Just answer mailbag. When it's like, that's cool. You can get some questions that you always get. And since I'm the interviewer, I don't really answer them mostly. So it's like, yes, I can go into that for you.
Greg Proops does all of his shows solo, but he does them with an audience.
In front of a crowd, which is a lot easier. Yeah.
Yes, but it's also really badass.
Yeah.
You know, Greg Proops is an interesting dude. I don't think that guy gets nearly enough props.
He's in All Things Comedy with me in that co-op.
What is that?
Co-op. It's me and Burr and Madrigal's podcast co-op.
Is that the final... Is that you?
Yeah,
all right,
me.
Folks, this fucking show is over. Thanks to Stamps.com. Thank you to Squarespace. And thank you to Onnit. And if you don't know what the codes were, fucking rewind it. Jesus Christ, we're at the airport. Ari's got to catch a flight.
And I'll be August. I'll be in Nashville August 21st, 22nd.
All right, you fucks.
Let's call that one. Oh, and Crackers Broad Ripple, the first weekend of August.
What is it?
Crackers Broad Ripple, Indianapolis.
Broad Ripple?
Yeah.
That's what it's called? Ripple, Indianapolis?
It's the name of the thing.
Folks, this is the shortest podcast we've ever done. We hope for you. It's
like
been the sweetest. Ari will be back in town. When will you be back? On the 11th? July 11th?
Just for one night. Yeah.
To do the show?
Yeah, but then mid-August.
I think we're going to do
another Comedy Central storyteller show for the website.
Oh, beautiful.
In mid-August when I'm there.
What are the subjects going to be?
I think we're going to do fighting.
Ooh.
I have a good, we call it fisticuffs.
Oh, okay.
I have a good fighting story. And maybe the road. I don't know.
I was thinking, I want to do one. I'll see if I come up with a good story.
Okay.
I'll come up with something.
I know one story you have that's great.
Okay. Well, tell me after this is over.
Okay.
All right, you fucks. Listen, thank you everybody who came to the show in Anchorage. We didn't even get to that. The show in Anchorage at the Beartooth was fucking glorious. That's the perfect word for it.
Yeah.
Alaska's awesome. I love it up here. I would seriously think about living here in the summers. You can go fuck yourself about that all year round bullshit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But once a year, free, we get a free hunting trip out of it.
Yeah.
You guys get a cool comedy show, and we like to do comedy, so it's just like a fun week for us.
We're talking about coming back up here in September and shooting a moose. Boom!
Blast one in the face.
All right, we love you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Big kiss. Mwah. 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 Big kiss.